They're going to grab your friend, and I'm sorry, but I'm not here for him. And I don't know that you're going to stop them.
Done wasting time talking to you.
He looks like he's trying to find his guy, right? So he's coming out of that section of the ICU where you're going in because it's a mess.
It's so bad.
I hate this guy.
So bad, but I got other stuff. I save CC, man. All right.
One GM, one player, 1 hour, and we go to 11.
Let me bring up my note file. Jolt number 5. Moving right along. I just wrapped up my last Rolemaster game Sunday. It was kind of bittersweet. It was good. It was a good ending, but the group is disbanding after 5 or 6 sessions, like we had planned to.
That game's over.
Yeah.
Overall, enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I would not advise folks to run out and buy Rolemaster 2 and play it unless you really, really got a hankering for that game or you've got some experience with it. It's not worth it for new players to jump in. They're better games. But for nostalgia, and if you have a group of folks that are familiar with it, like I did, or you're just super excited, right, for whatever reason, it was good. It was fun. And we're back on the Jacksonville map. Yes, big Jacksonville map. I don't have a name for this issue yet. It could go a bunch of different ways. So I think this one gets a name after the fact. depending on player choices. It could go a bunch of different ways. I don't know. Yeah, so like number 4 was supposed to be Jolt International, meaning I was bringing the lawyers on board. And we never saw those lawyers. That didn't happen. We went a different way.
A different way.
Yeah, so I think I have to name them after the fact, right? I think... I don't even know what's on the cover, right? I think we go to the first page, and I think Nate and his family are still at the hotel, and we named that hotel. In my head, I want to say the Hilton, because that's where I stay at, but that wasn't it, was it?
It was, oh man, I gotta look now. It feels like a Hilton, but it was basically the nicest, high-star, expensive restaurant hotel I could find in downtown Jacksonville. So let me see if I can do that again. There's a Hilton Garden Inn that looks pretty decent.
That might be right. Yeah. That might be right. Because that's exactly what I had in my head. Because when I travel, it's either the Hilton or the Marriott, and I end up accumulating points. I'm gaming the system. Not in a bad way, but yeah.
Hyatt Regency Jacksonville Riverfront is one that's pretty expensive. It doesn't matter. I could keep playing like this all the time. Gotcha. It's all good. Hilton sounds good.
All right. So, yeah, I think you folks are still at the hotel. And I think it's some days from when you talked to when you had that last meeting on the rooftop with Cherry Bomb and Orange Blast. Maybe it's a day or two later, right? As you are working out what your next steps are, right?
Okay. We're basically laying low and hoping that whatever cover Cherry Bomb has given us is allowing us to hang out here without 3 Pain showing up.
Ooh. Yes. And so far, so good, right? But it's like, I don't know, 2:15 in the morning, 2:20 in the morning, and your cell phone either beeps, chirps, vibrates on a nightstand next to the bed. Maybe it's not loud enough to wake everybody, but.
Oh, well, I've been sleeping, honestly, with all this that's going on. So
I'm a up. Light sleeper, huh?
Yeah, I'm up. I have the phone. I'm moving to the balcony and checking it before I answer
it. Yeah. It is. It's unknown. It's not even private. It says unknown.
First thought in my mind. Red eye. Open the sliding glass door. Step out on the balcony. Close it. All right. Hello?
And you're right. It is Red Eye. And he's like, son, when they brought you on the team back then, I said you was too young. And they put it to a vote. And I think I was probably the only one that said no. And I don't want to be the one to say to everybody, I told you so. What made you go and dig up Citrus Climax and put him in a public hospital?
You've been sitting on that for like 30 years? That I told you so right there, Red Eye? That's impressive, man. You hold on.
It's like, how old are you these days? Why are you still so damn green?
Listen, man. Here's the truth of it. Obi and I were working to get you the money you need to make it right. And that's when we found him. Somebody had put him in a coma, stuck him on ice. I couldn't leave him. He was our teammate, man. I don't know what he's been mixed up in. I don't know why this happened to him. But he was one of us.
Well, I'm here to tell you. Your friends, Chimera, they're in the process of getting him. That whole hospital is shut down right now. No power. That grid, that whole block is down. Out.
All right, let's get him out.
I'm out of pocket right now. So it's you and Obi.
Okay.
You don't have to do this. But if you do, and if Obi helps you, I'll clear the slate.
See, I knew you cared about us. That's why you didn't ace Obi when he messed you up.
When I take out a person, I like to make sure they're dangerous and armed. Obi's going to kill himself, so I won't be part of that. You, man, I just don't know how you're still so green.
I got good friends. They help me take care of stuff. I got to go.
All right.
Anything else you can throw my way to help out?
It's Chimera. They want them. I don't know why, but they operate on rats like us.
Yeah. Thanks for the heads up. And that's it.
Nice. I just saw your message.
Now, you don't normally do a whole lot of voices, Jay, and you characterize people so well that you don't need to, but you got a voice for Red Eye, and I just love it.
Yeah, there are some. I do this with my kid. When I'm comfortable with who I'm playing, the voice effects come a little easier, and then some are lock right in, and I'm like, that's who that is right there. We were doing the Mandalorian, and he had a I think we recorded. He had a job, a patron, and I will slow my voice down. I would do staccato kind of stuff. I was a music student. And so I'll play around with things like that rather than accents. I don't think I do accents great. So I'll play around with those things that I can control. And I locked into a voice effect that was that patron. And I kept it because I got a reaction out of my kid. Right?
Nice.
He was laughing and he would shake his head. So sometimes all I would have to do is start a scene with the voice and everything else kind of filled in, right? And just his whole body and everything. So that's the payoff for me. So good stuff. You're right. Red Eye. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where it came from, but yeah, that's it. That's him. I can see him. Yeah. And I think that maybe from the balcony, if we look out into the distance, we could see the city lights, Jacksonville, right? And maybe the hospital's in that block of, or in that section of Jacksonville we could see in the night sky, or in the night skyline, and we could see a section just dark among a sea of lights.
That's terrifying. I love it.
Yeah. So I think, yeah.
Yeah, you just look down the St. John's because we're like downtown. We look down the St. John's and
yeah,
guarantee we can see that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, whew. I think there's just the section's just dark, right?
Nice. I'm going to go wake up Obi. Well, first let me wake up my wife. Hey. Hey. I need you up for a sec. Listen.
Yeah, she rolls over and she asks, Mason okay?
Yeah. Listen, Sarah. A friend I told you about, he's in some serious trouble. I got to take off out of here with Obi. Okay? I'll be back. Probably bringing him right here.
All right. We're kind of turning this place into a fortress.
I wish you were that safe. It's more like a halfway house.
And then she says, is Maggie still with us? Meaning she's still helping out.
I'll make sure she will be. And then I'm going to get Obi kind of gentle. He's on the couch or something. Come on, man. Get up. You got to go say CC, man. Come on.
What?
Come on.
What's going on? He does. He gets up. I think he's all in his clothes, right? And maybe his hat pulled over, right? So he gets up. He's got to just get his shoes on. It's like, oh, man. What did I sign
up for? Come on to the balcony. Come. Look out. You see that?
Yeah, and I think that's like a splash of cold water. What?
Hospital's right in the middle of that, man. Come on, we got to go stick our nose in this mess or Jason's done for.
All right. I'm following you. We're going together.
We're going together.
All right. My truck's downstairs.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have time for the truck, brother.
How are we going together?
You know how we're going together.
And how are y'all going together?
We are gonna Rich is dumping points from my pool to go into super mode on speed, and I'm gonna fire and carry his old ass with me.
Nice. That is fantastic. I like it.
Now this says fast travel regional flight clinging. Does that mean that I could put him over my shoulder, a fireman carry, and run down the side of the Hilton
yep.
to hit the road?
Yep.
That is what I'm going to do.
Yep. Yes. Because that's the way I bought that. Yes.
Read the mind.
Yeah, my thought is I wanted the effect that I feel like the Flash is kind of a touchstone. So mm-hmm. I wanted you to be able to run across surfaces, even if they're not horizontal, right?
It's perfect.
Yeah. And that was the way to do that. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so you tell me how close to the block of darkness you want to get.
On the way, calling Maggie, hey, problems, need you to cover. I don't know if you had people still on our place, but I need them back on if they're off.
Please. Yeah, and I assume while you guys are staying there, she's got...
Cool. Just want to make sure it's clear.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And so maybe there's a point of contact at the Hilton, right, that you're checking in with.
I love it. That sounds cool. Inappropriate.
And that at least puts them on alert if you're gone, right? Maybe they step up a little bit as a plan B, just in case, who knows what else is going on.
Okay. Well, the way I see it, you to get back to your question of how far up into the blackness do I go, unless it's pitch black, I would imagine there's still cars. There's still headlights, so I'm just going to go all the way to the hospital.
Right.
Cause I got reflexes. I can jump and duck and weave if I got it. I'm getting to the hospital.
Yeah, it seems like it's the power grid that's down and out, and any infrastructure that needs it doesn't have
right.
it. but cars and you're right, cars and vehicles still have their headlights and things like that. I think as you get there, this situation has been there for a little bit. People who live in the area or other non-hospital facilities, buildings or whatever, they may have some candles out. Some of them may have flashlights that are out, secondary light sources, things like
that. It's like some old lady who's walking her dog. She already had a little flashlight on the end of her How did Obi handle, I'm just curious, just for my mental headcanon, how did he handle me running me, Jolt, not Jolt, Hasty Nate, sorry, ooh, nobody heard that, right? zipping down the highway with him on my back.
So my question would be, have you both done this before in the past?
Yeah, I think it's been 20 or more years, but
gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. So I think, at first he's like, oh, okay, I see. I remember. All right. And he takes to it old man style, like, you know, we're not strapping young men anymore, but I guess, right? And he goes with it because it's not foreign or weird. It's been a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the hospital property is pretty open, like most hospitals. You've got sections you can drive up into. You've got the emergency room section folks get into. So again, you will have to talk me up to what you're looking for, how far you go in once you're on the property. So you're in the block, and like I said, that whole block, and maybe a couple of blocks. I say block, but it may be that whole grid section is down. So you passed other buildings, other things that are down before you get to the hospital proper, and that is completely shut down.
Man, they went all out. And I hope that boyfriend who eats people ain't in here. I say to Obi.
And Obi's like, yeah, thanks for not letting him eat me, man.
It's things we friends do for each other, right?
You know, I'd be okay if nobody had no powers.
Ask me again at the end of the night.
I think he looks up and down at the hospital and he's like, I can provide a little light. It'll be orange.
Oh, I love orange. Light it up.
And he does, right? I think he's kind of got a glow that I guess a hex is like 6 feet. So maybe 2 hexes radius all the way around.
I'm going to head to the ICU first.
Okay.
I imagine they've got a backup generator of some kind localized to the ICU. So hopefully it won't be too hard to see if my buddy's in here or not.
Inside, you've got a bunch of like glow sticks, people with glow sticks, some flashlights, some panic, right? Some anxiety as they're moving, shuffling patients around. Staff are coming in to beef up who's here to help out, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's chaos. Yeah, it's a lot of chaos. Not maddening riot chaos, but it's busy and a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. Let's start with a perception check. And you're going to take a minus one on this. It's dark. Well, it's not as lit as it could be. And there's a lot of, like I said, stress, a lot of crowds, this is a better word, but there's a lot of, the situation is very chaotic in this hospital at this time.
Gotcha. I'm going to roll my target. If it's a minus one, would be a 10.
Yes.
Jeez, of course I roll like gangbusters with a 16.
Did not expect that. Oh.
How do you not expect to? Have you not played a few games with me?
Oh, man. You're just warming up. It's all right. You're warming up. The ICU ward is a little bit away from the front door you guys come in. You're fast. That should make a difference. But like I said, it's kind of crowded, right? And you're having to navigate through that space. Even fast traveling along the walls, right? You're still inside a hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stutter stepping and some stopping and going. I think a couple of doctors or other staff, because you guys are kind of lit up, they kind of want you to help them do other things, right? And they're pulling for your attention. And of course, they're making that plea, but this is more important, right? Kind of thing. You change your mind if you want to. I'm assuming you're staying on task.
So I got it.
All, yeah.
No, life's it's all right. Online.
It's all right. I think you get to the ICU ward, and I think you're going to go through the door, but it opens just before, you know how you two people are coming through a space at the same time? But you're faster, and Eric Jones comes out the other side first. But he's in scrubs. And because you're lit up, he's like, I was hoping I'd be faster than you this time. I knew you were coming, but.
Walk away.
I'm not here for your friend. I'm here because it's crazy right now, and I got another job. If you do what you got to do, you got a mess on your hands, and I'm not helping you. I'm not in that.
Are you working for Chimera or somebody else?
No, I'm trying to stay away from them. They like to operate on rats.
Yeah, they do.
They're going to grab your friend, and I'm sorry, but I'm not here for him. And I don't know that you're going to stop them.
Done wasting time talking to you.
He looks like he's trying to find his guy, right? So he's coming out of that section of the ICU where you're going in. But his job's not done. He's still trying to find his target because it's a mess in here.
God, I hate this guy. I hate this guy so bad.
I hate this guy.
So bad, but I got other stuff. I gotta save CC, man. All right. Zip, we're out. We're moving.
Yep. I think I should have had a map for this. So we've kind of got, I might just draw over top of this. Yeah, that's what I'll probably have to do here. So I think you enter the you're in this kind of free, I hate to say free play. You're in the ward area, right? There would have been an administrative desk. Maybe visitors are in this section, right? Maybe there's some room for folks who are being transferred out of ICU into another part. But the next section is where all the ICU beds and things like that are. And you can see, let me see if I can draw this out here. Is it going to let me do it? Ah, cool. This works. So this is kind of an overlay. This is not part of the Jacksonville map. But if you've got, what's happening? Okay, cool. If you've got this, this is horrible. You've got this section, you and Three Pain kind of cross at that door, right?
Okay.
You're moving through this square area, which is that, like I said, it's kind of that halfway area. And then beyond that is all the ICU area. And then it's broken up, right? You've got sections where folks have privacy. You've got these other different, it's broken up into different rooms and sections and things like that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
As you walk in there, you can see, especially with Obi's orange flashlight ability, right? You can see the far end of the wall on this map, the north end, the top end. I want to say folks entering from outside into the facility. through the glass window. So they're, I don't want to say it shatters. I want to say it's kind of like spy cut, right? Precision cut. And they remove a big old section of the glass out and folks are just piling in. These are Chimera agents coming into the ICU unit.
Spy cut. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what else to call it, but we see it in spy movies. They're, you know, they don't want to make a mess, right? They don't want to shatter it, right? But it's kind of precision cut just for what they need, right? And then it's moved out of the way. And yeah, so it's like that. And then, yeah, the room is starting to fill up with Chimera agents. They've got night vision on, right? While there's a bunch of them, they're moving quiet, right? Like orchestration. It's like a dance, like a ballet.
Set Nobi down. Light him up.
Let's move to the speed chart. Segment one, nobody goes. It's you and you alone on segment two.
I think I am going to adjust my power pool for can't touch this and multi-slap.
Nice.
Because there's nice. An area effect here.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yep. I'm going to move in and try to multi-slap these fools as fast as I can.
Let me, I gotta move. I have stats. I just need to move them from where they are down to over here. Cool. Yeah. All right. All right, it's on you. I was just getting my head back around these area effect rules.
Okay.
And, yeah, and so you are rolling to set the difficulty for their defense check. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. And my assumption, so we're kind of theater of the mind because we don't have hexes down here. You're positioning yourself to get the best, the most amount of targets
for sure.
In your area effect. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, I also have to say, we know these Chimera agents are hazards. So as you engage a squad, right, they auto because you're in the same hex. No, one of them, not all of them. Yeah, I don't even know how that works. We'll see how it plays out. It may not matter.
Okay.
All right. So you will roll versus a DC. Versus a CV of 6, because you just got to target the hex.
Okay. A CV of 6. So just 3d6?
Mm-hmm. Your CV minus 6 plus 11, or however you do the math.
Okay, my CV. Where's the OCV at on here, man? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. It's just your dex.
Okay. I wanted to say that because that's what I thought it was before. So.
Yeah, sometimes we buy levels and bonuses just for offensive combat. And then it's those plus your dex. And then it's OCV. But if you don't have those, it's the same as your dex.
All right. I just gave myself a little cheat sheet there for future.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm all still right, trying to not step on the new terms versus the old terms.
So it is 6 minus my OCV?
No, it's the other way. It's your CV minus six, and then the base is 11. So it's always plus 11.
So 5 plus 11 plus 3d6?
No, so and this is Ron Edwards in my head, and I know it's algebra, and everyone, even in old champions, everyone always did it differently. And then I always wanted to, hey, I don't want to get in an argument with how you do the math. So the formula is for tax, it's 11, right? This is your target number, 11 plus your OCV, in this case your dex, minus the DCV. In this case, it's the 6 for the hex. That's the target number that you're going to roll on 3d6 or less. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Thank you for letting me write it out as a formula. So I'm just going to roll. Of course, I roll freaking 3.
No, that's good. 3 is... Oh, no, not in this case.
No, not in this case. It's the other way around because I wanted to set their target number.
Yeah, and this is the thing that jacks me up. The math is fine. It just doesn't feel right, right?
No, 8.
Right?
8's their TN. So.
All right.
And they got to roll over 8, right?
No, so 8. So we go back to that formula, right? And for them, it's going to be 11 plus their OCV minus the 8, right? So they're at a, their CV is 6. That's interesting. Because they auto hit, they don't have CVs. What is the base dex for a regular old human? I think it's 10. All right, so I'm going to put a star in this. I'm going to make them both 6 because that's a 6 too. And so they're taking a minus 2. So for them, it's 11 plus 6 minus the 8. You see where I got the minus 2 from?
Mm-hmm.
So I need 9s or less. I've got 3 squads in here. So I'm going to roll for all 3 squads. If I roll for all 3 squads, I think that means you're closer to them than you are to Obi.
Okay, that seems fair.
And a squad is roughly 4 or 5 folks.
Whew.
But
the baker's dozen of these guys.
Yes, there's a lot of them, right? But at the game level, at the mechanics level, we're dealing with 3 entities, right? Not 15, right?
Right, like minion rules. Gotcha.
Yeah, like minion rules. Yes, except for because they're hazards. Hazards are a pain in the ass. A squad of 5 is still as strong, even when they're down to 1 guy. They're still strong as 5. Right?
Like D&D hit points. I got you.
You got to kill that dude, right? He's still a pain in the ass. Not kill, but, you know, neutralize. So here we go. Sorry, checking on my kid. I thought he was coming out of the room with his phone.
Take care of business. Do it.
And I wasn't sure what was happening. Oh! All right, give me the slap damage.
Okay, slap damage is 6d6. I'm a throw 6d6 at you. Here it comes. So that is a 24, and then when we count up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think I did that right. You might want to double check it.
Yep. No, that's 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep. I forget what kind of advantages you got on that.
It is a area effect, no range, severe.
Yeah. Sphere, yes. So from your hex, let's say, you're going to have some choices here in a minute. Okay. We got three squads, right? The damage will drop off the further they are away from your target square, okay?
Makes sense.
The damage has a severe penalty, a severe advantage on it, and I believe that means it will bypass regular defenses for stun, for knockout. And I think we did this before, and they don't have resistant defenses. And these folks don't either. So if we say your target square is a squad, right? They will get the full 66, right? But because you're in the square with them, they will get the auto hit right now, even though it's not their turn. Does that make sense?
I think so. Sorry, I was trying to look up severe, and you are correct. Knockout damage delivered by blast ignores defense.
If they're a hex away, then they will take 5d6, right? And they can't auto hit because you're not in the same square. And then what I think we could talk about it. I think the next two squads will be one die less.
That seems fair. It's these hexes got to be tight, and while they're tight enough, I think they will be moving, and that makes a lot of sense to me. So,
and I think you're still catching less. Them coming in through the window, right?
Yeah. So you want me to roll different or
just nah? So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna count from left to right, right? Because your dice are already up there, right? And we know if it's one die less, we'll just we'll.
So it'd be if it's count from left to right, where the rightmost one goes away, then it's 20 and 6.
Right. And so you're not engaging that first squad in their hex. That's not your central hex.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. It could be. The choice is up to you. That just means if it is, they get to retaliate right now because they auto hit. You get to do the 24, but you're going to get hit.
I don't want to do the 24 to get hit. I'll get hit by one squad. Thank you very much.
And it's just one squad. Because again, my assumption is the other. Again, we're giving Nate the benefit of the doubt. Experience, right? He could engage that first squad and then move to the other two. And that's getting the maximum out of his range of effect. Or he could play cautious, right? And the area effect is a square away. I can still touch all three squads and not get hit back, but I'm not getting all six dice in on that first squad.
That is a fine loss of one die. I will take it.
Yeah, I would probably play it that way too because I don't know what's next, right? Is this all of them? Is any more coming in? What else is coming? What's happening? There's a lot of these dudes. It's 20 and 6. I think we're mowing down a lot of these folks. Let me check stats real quick. Oh, yeah. So let's say we got to spread it around. Oh, no, because the other ones will get. So, yeah, you decimate this first squad coming in. Well, they've come in, and they're trying to set up a bulwark so the rest of them can come in. And you beat that squad down all. Let's say there were six of them there. And with their night vision, they can see you, right? And they're trying to be ready for you. In fact, I think some of them have those telescoping sticks, and they pop those out. And they have... Right, they kind of have that familiar charge running through them. That guy in the van.
I'm the Blackman. Oh, yes.
They didn't before. These sticks today do. They have that little charge in them, and none of them can kind of touch you. Right, so you decimate that first squad, and then you're able to roll into the other two as they're coming in. And trying to get organized, right? So if I count the last four, right? Yeah, the last four. So it's 17. And what's that integrity? They can't use any defense. All right. So you got two half squads of those left too. Wow, that's crazy, man. So six.
Somebody really knows this game. Help me out in making my character.
But I'm like, man, I may have made him too good. No, nice. And again, these Chimera agents, they have tech, but they're regular folks, right? Yeah, so I think you have still standing about six guys out of 15, right?
All right.
And no more seem to be coming in through the window.
Oh, good.
And then that moves us into segment three, which is Obi and the Chimera agents.
Oh, man, it's going to be good. Even if it's bad, it's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide, what does Obi do? Ugh.
Light them up. Light them up.
Yeah, I think he runs in to do some hand-to-hand, right? And, you can see his glow increase, right? And he's got different effects when that happens, from some limited invulnerability to physical things, right? Some increased strength, right? And I think he tags one of the squads that's still standing, right? He goes in swinging. I guess I got to roll this. But again, because he's hand-to-hand and has to enter the same hex as they, those three guys are also popping out their telescoping batons, and they're trying to engage him too. Here we go. Ooh, that's awfully close. Now I got to do some math. Oh, no, he's good. He's good. His CV is 11 minus the 6 gives him a 5 up. Yeah. You can see sparks kind of dance off his orange aura, right?
Nice.
I think it plays and zaps around like those, what are those electric balls called?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what those things are called. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. They kind of follow around his aura like that. So they're not sparks that just dance off. They kind of wrap around and that kind of thing. But he seems to be unfazed by it.
They're called plasma balls.
Plasma balls, yes. So I think, it kind of plays around his aura shield like a plasma ball.
Nice.
And he drops two of those Chimera agents. And so then the Chimera agents go at the bottom of this segment. All right. They move. They split up. Two of them run off deeper into the room, looking for their target. One of them just opens up on Nate.
Can't touch this.
With an auto pistol, a machine pistol.
Dang, in a hospital, man.
Yep, in the hospital. Well, I got two options here. Yeah, no, the machine pistol. That's what it's got to be. Yeah, the other two are, like I said, they're looking for their target, and they've run deeper into the... Well, yeah, certainly past you and Obi, so they're further south than the two of you are, because you guys ran up to engage them. They're breaking away, trying to find CeCe. Again, they auto-hit. You're close enough. Hazard suck. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
You're a fan of my character.
I am.
You make his life hard so the story is interesting. I may whine a little bit, but I know in my heart what you mean.
What you mean? This is going to hurt a little bit. This is a 66 piercing. So it looks like it's only 12 knockout, which isn't bad. But I think piercing means, oh, that actually kind of sucks. That's a lot of ones. One, two, three, four body. But if you've got any resistant defense, because these are just regular, let's say AP bullets. If you got resistant defense, then you're fine. But if you have no resistant defense, it's going to cut through your regular defense and you're taking
the body. I don't think I have resistant defense. I have can't touch this, which gave me a defense plus 20.
Right.
But it's not resistant. It's not resistant.
Yeah. So let me make sure that's what piercing does.
Yeah, it does. Body damage from blast ignores non-resistant defenses.
Yeah. So they're, yeah. So you will take that one, two, three, four body. So, yes, so made it shot.
How much stun?
It looks like 12, but it's normal stun, and yeah. But that makes some sense. These are, like I said, these are real pistols.
These are pros, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, four body right there, boom. He don't care. Dang. It's a hospital, whatever, right? You brought this on. That's the segment. Segment four, we're back to Nate.
I'm not sure how in this character keeper or the role thing to do the knockout. I add the body. I had a body of 12. Mm-hmm. And then am I taking endurance damage with that 12?
So that 12 stun, you're not going to take. But that would have come off of stunned. I say knockout, but... No, sorry. Oof. Oh, let me erase everything I just said. See, this is me tripping over the words again. So if you were going to take knockout, you got KO on the character sheet. And yours is 24 is what it looks like if I'm looking at the same one you're on. It would have come off of there. But your defense works, and so it subtracts from there. We don't do enough that you have to take any knockout.
Right? Thank you. Just took body. Oof, yeah. That still hurts.
That stunned value is anytime you take more knockout than that value, then you're stunned.
Okay. This character sheet looks like there are two places for endurance. One under utilities and one down at the bottom under powers.
Da, 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 da.
I think they're independent of each other, just as FYI.
Da, 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 da. Under powers.
Hmm?
I might be on the wrong sheet then. I see.
Oh, I could be looking at the wrong thing. I'll real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to screen share, but I can't.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, I need to go. We talk about this all the time.
All good. It's all good. I also have 8 XP I need to spend, so I am not throwing stones at this glass house or whatever.
All right, you can share it now.
It's no biggie. Like, we can keep going. But right here is gotcha. Endurance.
Over there. Yeah.
And then down here is another. So I had the two equal each other. But
yeah.
I'm wondering if the thought behind the endurance down there is that you're draining end while you use your powers.
Right. That's true. Yeah. I'll have to go back and look at what was I thinking about there and update that. And your sheet will update when I do that. Oh. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I think one might be a stat and the other is the counter or the countdown. Mm-hmm. No, because the one at the top, you can do that. You can subtract off of there. I'm looking now too. Oh, okay. I see. Under powers, if you put a power in there, right, you can track how much endurance it costs.
Oh, so that's just I didn't fill it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can say it costs this much when I kind of like a
oh, quick, that could be very helpful.
Yeah.
Whoever made this, it was really thoughtful.
I wanted a nice easy play sheet. It doesn't have to be 100% representative of the character sheet, just what we're gonna need to play in this VTT. I don't need everything, but I'm going to need some of it. So that was my thinking.
I think, honestly, you're at the point where you need to make your own VTT, honestly.
I'm doing it. I got my UX friend. We're doing a trade. I wanted to pay her outright, and she's like, no, your money's no good. It's not that I don't want it, but I need your other skills. And so we're doing a trade. She's working on a turn-based RPG game, where you play an enchanted sword, right? And you will go through owners, and how you go through owners is part of the player's decision. Sometimes it's not always good, right? But you're playing through the game as an intelligent sword with abilities and things like that. She's doing all the graphic works and things like that. She wants me to help set up the architecture of the gameplay as she describes the gameplay. And we're having some conversation about gameplay stuff. So it's interesting, and it's making me have to think. Our hard part right now is combat. She was going to shy away from that. I'm like, if you're going to go turn-based, do combat. Well, I hope you figure some stuff out. So, but she's coming on board to help me with the VTT, and that's fantastic because I'm not a UX guy, and that's key. That's important for VTT. So my working title is Simple Table. That's what it's called.
Nice. Did you see, you said, sorry, we're already on a break and I'm on a roll. Did you see the Owlbear Rodeo 2.0?
I did. It looks beautiful. It looks fantastic.
It looks beautiful. It looks absolutely like not what I was interested in for Owlbear. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is just another VTT. Awesome. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish, I want them to be the simple table, but mm-hmm. they've got a lot of D&D centric stuff and mm-hmm. the dice kill me. I can't with the dice. There. And so I'm like, but anyway.
And they're doing away with the first one. They're just going to get rid of the one that was simple and functional.
Yeah. That is sad. So, and I will have no marketplace. I want the tools to be simple enough for folks to do their own thing without having to pay for marketplace stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think we're getting away from what we're supposed to be doing with these and catering to marketplaces, mm-hmm. different publishers coming in and doing stuff. And that makes me crazy.
Microtransactions.
Yeah. I'm like, not here. They're probably fine in other places doing other things. I just want to play the game and I don't want to spend my life setting it up for something we're going to play two or three sessions.
Yes, sir.
So we are back to Nate.
Nate, let's do it.
So, Obi is in some fisticuffs with one squad that's left. This third squad split up. So one guy is firing a machine gun at you. You took some hits. The other two went running deeper into the ICU unit. One's on the left side. One's on the right side. And they're looking for CC.
Okay. I could keep going toe-to-toe with these guys, or I can make them want to leave. And I think the best way to make them to want to leave is to get CC myself. So my plan now is, hang tight, Obi! And then I'm going to zip out of there ahead of them to try to grab CC and get out of here.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'm going to need a perception check for you to find CC before they do. And get your hands on them.
Seems fair. Yeah. If only the dice would agree with me.
Yeah, and I'm going to get a little tricksy with this one.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little tricksy. Normally, perception rolls are just your perception or less, and or a GM modifier on top of that. I always hate GMs picking modifiers. That always feels weird for me. But these guys have stats too, and their stats are like yours. And I'm like, we could easily do like that formula, right? We got that 11 plus your OCV minus their DCV. So we can take and plug in your intelligence as the OCV, right? And their intelligence as the DCV, because they're looking too, right? So it's not even, it's he who spots them first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then plus the 11 or less, right? Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So their intelligence stat is a 9.
Okay.
I think yours is 12.
It appears to be an 11.
All right. So you're plus 2 on the 11. So 11, 12, 13 or less. And you find them before they do. Yes. Because that's what we're really doing. Who finds them first? And that feels better because, we're using their stat and your stat and not some made-up modifier I came up with.
Okay. I'll use the dex because my dex is 13. So I'm just going to roll underneath that. Unroll. And I got a 10.
Nice. What does that look like?
I think that what it looks like is after I got nailed by this guy's machine pistol and other folks are taken off through, I think they hit the hallway, right? Mm-hmm. They're in a room. They cut through a wall to come into the hallway. And I think I leapfrog one of them and land just right beside another one of them and wind around and zip through there. Ducking my head into a couple of the ICU areas. We see a few people, maybe even like a cameo of somebody that worked on in Jolt Company for real. And like, but only their family knows that they just got a cameo in our show. And then, bam, at the end, the hallway, because it's always at the end of the hallway, is where we see CC.
All right. And I think, I think. It's soft walls and curtains, right? So I don't know that they're hard doors or anything like that, right? Or plastic curtains, things like that, right? We can put you in the room with CC. You're fast. And faster than these guys. So even if they see where you're going, you still have that distance and that jump on top of them. Yeah, they'll go on 5 like Obi. I won't roll it. I think Obi finishes up the squad he's on. I think you can hear. Does he fire? No, I think that third squad is. They have good. I think they have a good plan and they're following the plan. So even the guy with the machine pistol, he ignores Obi and he comes running toward his other two squad mates and they're running toward where you have gone. It'll take them this turn to get there, segment 5 to get there. Segment 6, you get to go. So they're coming down the hall, right? Mr. Machine Pistol is in that grouping.
I am so tempted to just turn and try to break bad on these guys, but this is a hospital and machine pistol guy has no cool. So here's my plan. You tell me how I need to do this. My plan is to run past the bed because I figure I'm fast enough to do this. Mm-hmm. Past the bed, fist of fury on the window, back for CC, grab him up and out the window.
Gotcha. CC can't fight.
Is he even awake?
No, they've got him wired up. Dang. He's not awake. Yeah. Mechanically, you can do it. The color's a little different, but mechanically, you can do it. And I think we see it go down just like that, right? You create a exit out the window. You run back. You grab CC. And then you book it out the window. Just as these guys are coming into the partition area, right? You're already out the window. And they realize they're too late to do anything, even to run over and start shooting down. And I will say, I think we can see the machine pistol man, right? As amped as he is, right? He's following the playbook and they want to CC alive and they're not going to risk shooting at you, right? To get him, right?
Nice.
So I think, yeah, and we know you can cling and run, so... you can certainly run down the side of the building, run up the building, run around the side and back down. You're easily out of the way. The outside is still dark, right? In fact, I think inside the darkness of the grid, the power being out, you can see out in the city where the lights are, where it was the opposite when you were on the balcony looking down, looking out. And I think as you're running, wherever you're going, Jason kind of comes around because that cool night air is on his face because you're moving so fast. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hey, Nate, what's up, man?"
Hey, Jason, it's been a while.
I think we leave it right there, right?
Yes. Oh, that's too good.
Nice. And so I think this is Citrus Climax. That's what this title is.
Mm-hmm. It was all about him. I can't believe there really was a jolt called Citrus Climax.
I know. I was out there looking. What was I looking for today? I was looking for something. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I was trying to figure out what kind of... I know it's Citrus Climax. What kind of flavor is that, right? Because I'm trying to get a... What might his powers be, right? And it's like a 7-Up or like a Sprite. I didn't realize.
Oh, that. Neat.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, all right. All right, I can work with that. All right. So, yeah. Cool. I should have put those questions in here, but I did not. But I'm going to add them in here now because we can run through them real quick. Open this up. XP questions.
Love you got XP questions, man.
Yes. Did we learn something new about the world?
Yeah. Chimera tests on rats like us.
Very true. We get an XP for that. what was the other one? Did we resolve a conflict using our powers?
Oh, for real this time.
So we get an XP for that. I can't remember what the other ones were. I knew we had three solid ones. I was working on a fourth one.
Yeah.
They have Did we sacrifice something to realize our big dream? I was thinking, did we learn something new about Nathan? And I don't know if that's fair. A fair question.
Okay.
Every session, right? I think it works if we have four or five questions. Mm-hmm. Then it's fine if we don't always hit that one. So let's add that. And then I think the goal is to come up with at least four. So did we learn something new about Nathan?
I think what we learned about Nathan is that as much as he grouses about Red Eye, he really believes that in the end, Red Eye's a member of the team too.
No, and we heard that. And I was like, wow, I don't even know what to say about that. And I think playing Red Eye, I think if we just let that die, right? Whatever, right? That's about you. That's not about me, right?
Mm-hmm. I can see him.
Yeah.
Reacting so I like that way.
Yeah. So let's call it 3XP. I will figure out two more questions so we have five to pick from. And maybe sometimes we hit five, but hopefully we get at least two or three.
And then I've got to spend some of this XP. It is burning a hole in my pocket now.
So I will tell you some inside baseball for Champions Now. Mm-hmm. Every time a villain comes back that you see on screen in the book in play, they got an XP boost, right? They get an XP boost every time they show back up, just for showing back up, right? I'm playing that fast and loose with 3 Pain because we haven't really engaged with him. It's been, but we're talking up to a big thing, right? And I feel like I've restatted him, so you're okay. The same points, right? Without your XPs. Because my question there is speed or volume of people. What wins that fight, right? Then I will see you in the week. Wednesday, our next episode will go out. I'm off. I got off a week. I was a little sick last week. But our new episode will go out this week on Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay.
It was bizarre. Yeah. I thought maybe I had some mutant version of COVID or whatever, but I don't know what it was. I was down like a day and a half, so. Enjoy your night. I'll talk to you later.
Good night.
That's my show. Thanks for listening. Send your comments, questions about this episode to me. I'm on Patreon at MadJZero, all letters. Or send it to Twitter at GoDiceology. And you know, subscribe, rate, and like. Let's make this our regular thing.